Ryan Bacher joins us now, looking at solutions as well, the managing director of Net Florist. Now, I wonder what you've, if you're proposing, Ryan, is even legal. You're saying that you're innovating to deliver fresh fruit and veg in a lockdown. I've just seen a post from Yusuf Abramji talking about food service delivery, and I think it means pizzas and pastas and things via Mr. D and that sort of stuff, which are not going to be allowed. But it makes perfect sense. It's logical that in compromised communities, compromised homes, where somebody in the house might be sick and nobody wants to leave for fear of infecting outside the house, that you should be able to get a food delivery in. What is your plan?
It's nice to talk to you, not about Valentine's Day, to start there. So our plan is, well, we're already doing it, actually. We launched it last week, so it's not something that we plan to do. It's been running for a few days. And we are delivering fresh fruit and veg to Joburg, start off with in Pretoria, and then we're going to be in Cape Town and Durban in the next few days. And that's the start of it. We hope to expand it to necessities like groceries.
Are you going to be allowed to do this, Ryan?
Well, we think so, because online shopping is allowed. I mean, we'll wear some Pick and Pay and Checkers, and those guys are going to continue. It's a much-needed service. And our view is that demand is going to completely outstrip the capacity that's in the system. And we have capacity and we can do it, and we think it's a good service. I mean, obviously it allows us to stay in business and pay our staff. But over and above that, we think that it's a necessary service at the moment.
Well, if it keeps people out of queues in shops and keeps people from the madness that we've seen on images of social media, it's got to be seen as a positive. I hope for your sake and for the sake of your clients, Ryan, that it does work and that you are permitted to do it. Because I do think there are a couple of grey areas in the regulations as they're being formulated, and hopefully this one can be cleared up. And at least there's one thing that is certain here, Ryan. I mean, one of the big problems you always have, of course, in delivery is wondering whether anybody will be at home. At least now you can be pretty certain.
Yes, I haven't thought of that. You're spot on. You know, normally we deliver to a third-party recipient. Yeah, the person we ordered, and they better be at home. They're supposed to be at home. So, yeah, that's a good point.
You can act as like they're the spotters. If people don't answer the doorbell, you know they're not there. You can go tell Becky Kelly. Ryan Bacher, thank you. The Net Florist MD, guy who delivers flowers and chocolates and sweets and birthday cakes and birthday stuff and all the fun stuff, is now radically transforming his business to deliver essentials. And again, I don't know what the regulations say about this, but that makes sense. That companies like a Net Florist and delivery services that Woolies and Pick and Pay are using are allowed to continue operating. And then obviously you've got to have some sensible protocols. You don't want, you know, to go out and handle boxes that have been handled by somebody who may be carrying the coronavirus. You want to be able to think about this and sanitizing and all of these various things. Absolutely pivotal. Absolutely pivotal that we look at these problems holistically and in an open-minded way, but not in a way that defeats the purpose of the lockdown. The lockdown is to stop you spreading any infection you might have and to stop anybody else spreading that infection to you. We have to honor the principles of the lockdown.